Morning sunlight cascaded onto golden tresses, hypnotic, inviting. I watched the sway of her hips as she sauntered past old woodland trees beneath now leafy canopies. They swung, they swayed, calling to me, calling to my senses, come this way. Eyes darkly dilated with lustful dreams and fantasies, I captured her and sought sweet lips beneath my own, exploring, tasting. Our tongues entwine, dancing to love's melody beneath old leaves and vine. And she, the smile of morning dew upon my very heart, sucked my breath from within, and soft moans escaped my thoughts of sin. I rested my hands upon lithe hips, still kissing her luscious velvet lips, and forced her back towards old oak felled upon the woodland floor beneath leafy canopies no more. She arched her back upon flaked bark, ensnared within my gaze, reflecting summer haze, and her nipples were taut, expectant, waiting, beneath cool cotton to be seared by wanton desire, my fire. I flicked my tongue and tasted her, sliding it down slowly, teasing, and watched, mesmerized, as she slowly unbuttoned her cotton blouse, so divine, waiting to be fully mine. I took one nipple between harsh teeth, feeling the heavy swell of breasts rise against my cheek, so warm, so smooth, and she in turn pushed her hips, now swaying into me, in silent plead, feeling her need. Soft moans escaped from parted lips, and mingled with our panted breath, as she took my belt within firm hands. She insists, persists, who am I to resist? I let her strip me bare. Right there. One finger trailed deftly between her breasts, and I felt her heart. It quivered, it fluttered, and beckoned me, so I pushed her back gently, palms pressed flat between her knees, and forced her wide, undenied. The flower of my dreams opened, and my gaze now settles on her bud of fragrant petals, swollen, pulsing, wanting, and her moist nectar gleamed like a rainbow beneath a stray sunbeam. Kneeling, I took her luscious lips, and drank in heaving, breathless sips, savouring sweet beauty. She bucked, I sucked, and felt her quiver from my touch. I teased her, softly, gently, then firm and fast, she would not last, and eased my fingers deep inside her velvet heat. Encased, graced, I relished her honeyed taste so sweet. Her legs weighed heavy on my shoulders, as I rose and held her pinned, my amour undimmed, and gently took her on my fist. Sweet torture, she rode me harder with ardour, our bodies now sun-kissed. She screamed my name into the stillness, the woodland birds now quiet. As I fucked, she bucked and came, and tremored in my arms replete, complete, until I took her again. So my concerto was composed when I played a song of love. Beneath nature's veils, my adoration prevails, and as my lady sang, old woodland trees rang with her cries of wanton pleasure, my treasure, my treasure.